Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you are a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time, and hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Park Coalition Radio, Overcast.fm, Google Play, as well as my blog talk community, and those who will be joining me in the chat room. I hope you are having a great start to your week. And, of course, this is the first day of the new month, so welcome, May. And, of course, today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audio programs and spoken word audio products. And you can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the kitchen, how to get organized in the kitchen. And we have with us returning guest expert Felicia Wallace-Fenton of Designing Your Vision. And, of course, in the next half hour, I will be sharing with some tips in my Taylor's Tip Time. And, of course, I will be sharing with you my product of the week, my app suggestion of the week, as well as my repurpose suggestion of the week. And, of course, also, if I didn't mention, my audiobook selection of the week as well. So I'm excited about this topic because those of you who may not have been following me via social media or just have not, or this is your first time tuning into this show, about a month or so ago, I had a leak in my kitchen. Actually, it was the kitchen and living room, and I had to empty out everything in my kitchen, and I was like, wow, do I really have all this stuff? So it kind of made me look at the things that I had, get rid of some things, and I thought, you know what, this is a great time because we're in a new season, spring, but we're also a lot of us getting ready for maybe summer and entertaining and the graduation parties and Mother's Day luncheons and all of that. Maybe it's just time for us just to get in that kitchen and get rid of some stuff. But before I bring Felicia on, I went to a website called thespruce.com to find out just some little statistics and information. And they said the average size of the kitchen has increased over the last 50 years. And I kind of agree with that because now we have those huge open kitchen concepts. And some kitchens, and they've gone from 70 square feet to about maybe 150 square feet. Some have promoted a kitchen as much as 5,000 square feet. Now, I can't imagine a kitchen 5,000 square feet because that's a lot of space to have to cover, especially if you are the cook in the kitchen. Activities, and now people do homework, watch TV in the kitchen, and some kitchens are smaller, and they're designed that way because people eat out more. And I know usually in city areas, the kitchens are a little smaller because people go to the restaurants and because they choose to live in an area where there's a lot of variety in regards to food. So our guest is the owner of Designing Your Vision, and she uses her skill as an interior designer to help clients see the full potential and most effective way to use their space. She has designed spaces changing her clients' interiors from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether it's the kitchen, bathroom, or an office, Felicia provides her clients with the unique look they are looking for. So now I'm going to bring Felicia on. Good evening, Felicia.
Hello, Janet. How are you?
I am doing well. It's always nice to have you back.
I know, it's always nice to be back. I truly enjoy doing these and sharing these. I get a lot of positive feedback, and people get a lot of good advice. So it's a win-win.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and it's true. And I always get inspired when you come on. I mean, you know, I still use the tips you provided, especially during the holiday in regards to how we can decorate our space. And I'm definitely going to use them a lot more, especially now since I got rid of the 7-foot Christmas tree. So I'm going to really have to get a little creative. But tonight is about the kitchen. So my first question is, what causes the clutter in, like, most kitchens, no matter the size? And you heard me, a 5,000, can you imagine, Felicia, a 5,000 square foot kitchen? I mean, that's bigger than some homes.
I can kind of imagine that, because in most cases, kitchens are now expanded to almost like two rooms, which you have like an eating area and then an actual kitchen area. So I can imagine in some homes how it can actually get that big. But that's not your average size kitchen. What I see, when I did my research, I came across one thing that would motivate me, probably motivate some people, is that when I started looking up, like, different unique ideas, I came across an article that said a cluttered kitchen can cause you to gain weight. And goodness, which is, I mean, it's so true. Any time you go into a space that's cluttered, and you can definitely testify to this, being an organizer, is not welcoming, it's not pleasing, it has sort of like a negative energy to it. So if your kitchen is cluttered, it makes it hard for you to find something maybe nutritious to eat. You may not be thinking properly, so thus you gain weight. Stress, too, it might just add on to the stress. So as I was reading that, I was like, wow, that's so true. So it even made it even more... gave me more of a want to do this article. But this show. To answer your question, you touched on a really good issue. The kitchen is no longer just a place to cook. It's now like our hub, our entertainment area. So in most homes, the way that it's laid out, it might be an area right off the garage door or the back door where you come in. So it's the main entry where people come in, and a lot of things get dumped in the kitchen. It's the main hub. Like you said, it's a place where the kids do their homework. It's a place where everybody goes and socialize and they stay in the family. So it's sort of, unlike, I would say, with the family room, a close second. The kitchen is the main part of the house where most people spend the majority of their time in. So with that said, that's how most of the clutter gets in there, because you're bringing in almost all your items into that kitchen space because you're spending most of your time there. So that's how the clutter gets in there. In addition to everything else, you know how we like to hoard stuff. So, but that's how the clutter kind of starts.
Even as the organizer, you made a really good point about all the other stuff. It's like because when you said that, I began to see a visual of what the cluttered kitchen looks like. It's got all the mail, the paperwork, you know, it may have the class project, but I mean, that is amazing. A cluttered kitchen can cause you to gain weight. See, that's enough motivation for some people to really go in there and roll their sleeves up and really get rid of stuff, because like you said, you have probably the potato chips on the counter, right, convenient, but the things that you need to eat, maybe like the nuts or maybe some popcorn, which is a lot healthier, is probably somewhere else. Wow.
Correct.
So,
correct. Or in the fridge.
That's true. So what are some ways we can, you know, make our kitchen more organized and efficient, as you said, not just for the person who cooks, but also for the entire family now that there's so many activities that take place there?
Well, I'm a firm believer with any space, and I kind of, when I do, when I try to design any space, I try to design it in how you work in that space. So, for in a kitchen, you probably have an area where you cook, you have an area where you prep, you have an area where you, I wouldn't say entertain, but where you sit, you watch TV, or the kids come in and do their homework. So you might, or where you entertain. So based upon, and it doesn't matter how small or how large your kitchen is. I mean, everybody has their a certain section of the kitchen where they do these certain activities. And based upon that, that's how you should kind of organize your kitchen. And it's kind of weird. Most people don't really think about this until they're remodeling their kitchen. And it's like, well, how did you function before? and I'm like, well, come on, let's sit down and go over. But when they remodel, it's really weird. They're thinking about where everything should now go. So I'm thinking, like, why didn't you do that before? Like, you've been in this house for all these years. For some, I could see if they're just moving in. But if you've been in this house for so many years, why didn't you think about it? And the thought just never even crosses their mind. And working at Del Tile, I come across this more often than you think. Like, a lot of people, they may say, well, I use the counter to do this, so I can't have that type of material. Or, you know, I'm thinking about using this for a backsplash because I want to easily clean and maintain. So in doing that, and then sometimes you may talk about the overall space and what they do in the overall space, and that's kind of like how the conversation comes up, but most people don't think about it. To organize your kitchen, you have to really think about how you use it. I don't really cook all that often, but when I do cook, I realize I need a prep area. So I keep that area, which is 99% of the time closest to my stove, clean or clear. So if I want to cook, it's not like there's something there and then I'm no longer motivated to cook, then I go out and grab something fast, which can cause you to gain weight. You see what I'm saying? So it's when I read that article, I was like, oh my, this is so true. So that's what you have to do. You have to kind of sit down and look at your space and how you're going to use it to really organize it. And what you kind of have to do is what you did, Janet. You have to, from a designer, if I'm going into somebody who's maybe not remodeling, but maybe doing like a painting job here or trying to add some additional storage, I'm telling them, weed out your cabinet space. Like, tall stuff you haven't used in 18 months. Like, if you haven't used it in over a year, especially during the major holidays like Christmas, Thanksgiving, get rid of it. I don't care what it is. Like, sell it on eBay. Major appliance and gadgets, those things, like, if it's collecting dust and it's just sitting in your kitchen, it's not attractive. Like, why do you have it? You have to have used it in the last 18 months for you to maintain that valuable space, you know, on your counter. If not, and if you have room, store it in the cabinet. You know what I mean? But that's something you have to look at, how you use the space and what you're not using, and get rid of those items.
Wow. Seems like you're talking to me, Felice. You're talking to me because in that process of me having to take everything out of the kitchen so they could do repairs, I realized I have moved for years with a rack my mother bought to cook the chicken. She wanted to, you know, do the rack and put the chicken on it. She bought it so she could use it. She never used it, but, of course, I inherited it. I never used it, so I gave that away. But then one day I'm just cleaning my counters, and I realized there was a cutting board that is big enough probably to fit a huge turkey on I never used because it was so big. And
wow.
So I did, yeah, so one Saturday, you know, I'm doing my Periscope and just sharing some of the things that we have in our house and our homes that, you know, we never use. And a friend, and I said, this cutting board, because I don't feel comfortable donating it like other items because it is a cutting board, I said, I'm going to find a friend who could use it and tell them to take it. And I didn't realize a friend, girlfriend of mine was watching the Periscope, and she typed in, I'll take it. I'm coming over now. So like you said, you know, you have stuff. That just worked out wonderful. But like you said, you have stuff. It's got dust on it. You don't use it. I mean, I think I got comfortable with just moving it every time I moved and not really thinking about, am I going to use this chicken? You know, I'm good at putting chicken. I don't cook a lot either. So me to make a chicken and put it on the rack and put it in the oven, that's not Janet now. No. So that was a good tip. That was a good tip. But also you should organize the kitchen and how you use it. And yes. And then also, that's a good one, too, because I think sometimes, like you said, people don't really think about where to put stuff until they do that major project stuff.
So. Right. Yeah, but if you think about it, it is somewhat logical, I think. Mm-hmm. Like the area next to the stove, maybe a prep area. Some people have an area next to their fridge because it might be easier to take things out of the fridge and lay it on that side of the counter versus next to the stove. But it's really how you operate in the kitchen. And all it takes is that one time for you to do it, to really sit back and think, you know, wow, that was really inconvenient or hard for me to do. And then you make it easier. A lot of, for example, one complaint I get a lot is finding, you know, the lids to go at the tops. Well, now you can store the lids with your top. But it's just like creative ways on how to store it, or finding like a nice cabinet where you can store it in. So I've worked with people to get creative on that. Different ways where you can use like a Lazy Susie instead of just putting spices mm-hmm. or food on it. Maybe mm-hmm. older appliances or things of that nature. Then how to organize a spice rack, how to make more use of your cabinets. The container store is one store I love. I swear by. because they give you all these different ways that you can create an additional shelf, basically add additional hanging for mugs and stuff like that, reorganize the cabinet up under your sink, which is a nightmare for some people. Some of those products they should go through on a yearly basis. I've had some clients that have had products. I'm like, how old is this? You know, they just kept it, just kind of, you know, sat down there for years. But yeah, it does take motivation for any room to really. Mm-hmm. So something has to motivate you to do it. For the most part, mm-hmm. when you're remodeling, that's your motivation to clean it out so somebody can come in and gut it out and you can get the project started. But it's getting those clients that are just don't really need to do that big of a job, but still need to freshen it up, getting them to get motivated. But once they start, trust me, it brings a whole new outlook to your kitchen. Perfect example is when my mom had hers done. She wanted to cook, but she didn't want anybody else to cook in her kitchen. It was like, now I have this nice, beautiful kitchen. I'm going to do what I have to do to keep it this way. No one else is using it except for me.
Okay. Yeah. So I guess, Felicia, so if somebody is looking at they're listening to this, they're looking at their kitchen, and they're probably getting a little overwhelmed. Maybe they just are not at the point where they want to get a major remodeling done and they just want to kind of tackle some of those areas. Where should somebody start in regards to the kitchen? Is there a specific place that they should start, an area in regards to just kind of getting it organized? I mean, you shared that they need to get rid of stuff, which is number one, but what you think area would maybe be a good place for them to start?
I would just pick a cabinet in start going through that, because everybody's kitchen is going to be different.
Okay.
And it's going to be kind of organized a little different. So I would just say just start and do it. I would start by, to make it easier, I would start by going through the cabinets and throwing away or starting to give away any pans, any small appliances, any items that you haven't used over the last year and a half. I know some have sentimental value, but you may want to sit down and weigh that value. And once you do that, you're kind of creating more space in your kitchen, so you can create space for some of that stuff that's on that main real estate in your kitchen that's on the counter, and you can start to put that away. And once you kind of clear up the counter and make the counter free, it kind of motivates you to do more and more and more. And that's normally how it works with most of my clients. Like, if I just do a paint consultation, they say, you know, we're thinking about painting the cabinets, I just throw that out there as a suggestion. And 99% of the time, they come back and they say, okay, now we want to do a backsplash because we can see our backsplash. You know, we cleaned off the counter.
mm-hmm,
it's weird. And now we want to do this renovation, or we want to put in this type of sink. So it kind of creates this snowball effect, but what ends up happening is you have this kitchen that you now love to use, that you're using more often, that's the main hub of where your family stays. So, yeah, it works out. Yeah.
So true. Well, Felicia, you've given us a lot of tips on how to get started, some suggestions on stuff. I do have a question, because as you were talking, it just came to my mind. When somebody calls you in for a consultation, do you suggest to people that they should make things look neat, clean, nice, or do you prefer seeing it the way it is? And the reason I ask that is because for some reason when people have a consultation with me, they feel like they have to clean the house, and I try to tell them not to do that because I need to see the problem area. So I was just wondering, as the interior designer, should people clean up, straighten up, and get things, you know, organized, neat, and tidy for you?
I don't request that because
okay.
I like to see how they live in the space. Because in that, like for a family room, if I see toys all over, then I know you're going to need a certain type of storage unit to store these toys. Or maybe some more creative furniture that provides you the seating and the storage. So things like that help me to help my clients in how to live. But I've had clients that definitely say, oh, I have to straighten up before you come. And I hint that, no, you don't. But I kind of get that, because they don't want me to walk into a messy house. But then it just kind of, it just helps me to probe more as to what they need in the space. So I think for the clients that kind of, you know, oh my gosh, I tried to get to it today, but Johnny had this and this and that, and now we're just getting home, and I made it home just in time for you. so sorry about the mess. Those are the ones that get the most bang, because then I'm like, oh, I love the living room. I see you're thinking about doing this and this. Have you thought about, because I see this here. And 9 out of 10, they say, oh, I didn't think about that. Oh, yeah, that would be a great idea. Or let me talk to my husband about it. I think he would love that. Or, yeah, we could do that. Or we could change it around here. And then, you know, it helps. But for those other clients, I just have to probe them more. That's all. But that's a very good question. I never really thought about it.
Well, because you know, so many people, they try to, because I talked to a woman and she was just sharing with me how frustrated she is because her husband just dumps everything near the front door. And I said, well, I said, and she says, but, you know, it'll be, you know, like pulling teeth to try to get him to change. I said, no, you don't have to get him to change. I said, you have to take that space near the front door and create a system for him so that when he comes home, he has a place to put his keys. There's some place to put his shoes. And she was like, really? I said, that's why I tell people not to straighten up when I come, because I want it like you. I want to see stuff, so I'll know.
Right.
Like you said, you see the toys. Oh, there needs to be a solution for the toys. Or maybe there's stuff all over the counter in the kitchen. Okay, well, let's see what's going on inside. Maybe there needs to be some rearranging or something. So that's when I just wonder with what you do, you know, because like I would think if you saw it the way it is, you would come in and probably just have so many different ideas come popping in your head on how solutions, that it would be better if you just like, this is the way we live, help.
Well, I mean, it doesn't hurt to keep it the way it is. I mean, because normally when I talk to them over the phone, before I come and explain what I do, I normally know what I'm getting into. Like they could say, oh, we're trying to redo the family area because we're putting on an addition and we need, you know, we have plans, but we need to know what to pick. We need to know what to do. And then I get over there and I see toys. It helps me to give them those design ideas. But questions. So, I mean, it would be beneficial for them.
Yeah. But either way, they're going to get the best service possible from Felicia. But either way, it works for you. So either way. But I just wanted to have that little, you know, well, a little discussion like, does it really, you know, I was just wondering because it helps me. And I was like, I wonder if it helps Felicia and what she does. So to answer my question, well, thank you so much, Felicia, for answering my question.
Sure.
Before you go, because I really appreciate your time, make sure you tell the listeners how they can connect with you.
Yes, you can definitely connect with me via my webpage, which it's Felicia-Benton, B as in boy, E-N-T-O-N, .squarespace.com. You can go to the contact page and leave your information there. Email works best too, and that's Benton, B as in boy, E-N-T-O-N, -Felicia@yahoo.com. And then, or you can reach me via phone. That works also. And the number is 215-808-4786. So those are the three ways in which someone can reach me. If they're
and of course, yes, of course. And listeners, of course, as always, you can just hit the link to her website on my show page and it'll take you directly to her website and then you can contact her that way. Or, of course, you can always give her a call. Well, I thank you so much, Felicia, for taking time out of your schedule to join us. And, of course, I will be in touch about other things and I want you to have a great week.
You too. Thank you so much for having me again. And I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Deanna Williams, an on-air personality at 100.3 WRNB, Radio 1 Philadelphia, and a proud client of Janet Taylor and Totally Organized. Several years ago, I reached out to Janet, had her come to my home, and when I tell you that she whipped my closet and office in shape, believe me. In fact, I still use a lot of the techniques and strategies that she imparted to me. To this very day, I'm very pleased to say that I have a very organized closet. Everything is in order, shoes, boots, clothes, everything color coordinated. I use the same hangers. It's a beautiful sight. In fact, I'm very proud, but I have Janet to thank for assisting me. And also, I was so impressed with her to the point where periodically she is a commentator on my Soulful Sunday show, where she shares with the audience of the Delaware Valley and the world, because we stream on the internet, her insightful tips on how to stay organized and be a more effective human being. I love Janet, and so should you.
Yes, and I love Miss Deanna Williams. Well, wasn't that an awesome interview from Felicia Wallace Benton on just how to conquer the clutter in our kitchen and mostly just getting rid of stuff we don't use and don't need, and then just finding creative ways in order to organize the space. So with that, I wanted to kind of go into my audiobook selection for this week. And our sponsor, Audible.com, is offering our list a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial and membership. Just go to audibletrial.com/getorganized and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. You download a free title and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/getorganized. Again, that is audibletrial.com/getorganized. And my audiobook selection for this week is Waste Free Kitchen, Save Money, Stay Organized, and Reduce Waste. Isn't that a wonderful title? And it is by Karen Anderson. And this is a preview of what you'll learn. You'll get organized to reduce waste, 7 ways to organize your cupboards and drawers, 5 ways to reduce waste fast, cooking tips, simple recipes to save you time and money, and so much more. So again, the name of that book is Waste Free Kitchen, Save Money, Stay Organized, and Reduce Waste by Karen Anderson, which is my audio selection for this week. Well, for those of you who are in need of organizing, I've got several ways in order to help you. Either you can join my Facebook group, which is a group support, and it's a group setting, and it's on Facebook. Or you can work one-on-one with me no matter where you're located on the globe. So you can always go to my website at janetmtaylor.com and just, you know, click the service link, find out which meets your needs, and just, you know, connect with me. Because, you know, I love helping people on their journey to live in an organized life. So whether you want to join the Get My Life Organized group or work one-on-one with me, allow me to be your partner on this journey. Well, let's move to my Taylor's Tip time. And I'm just going to give you a few kitchen organizing tips. Number one, for the counters, use trays and containers to keep clutter clear. So it could be a tray, and you could put maybe all of your tea items, beverage items. I use small vases, ceramic vases, and I put my utensils, my cooking utensils in them, so that keeps my counters clutter-free, keeps the utensils accessible, but then also it frees up my drawer space for other things. Use drawer organizers to keep them junk-free, clutter-free. So drawer organizers. Now, of course, I have my drawer organizer for my utensils, but I also have one because I have a lot of bottle openers. I also have, can openers because I still have those, my measuring cups and spoons. So I have all of those organized in drawer organizers. I also use organizers for the cabinets, for my plates, to maximize space. So use cabinet organizers as well. When you are restocking your pantry, always put the latest item in the bag. So, for example, say if you realize that you only have a couple of cans of soup, but you like to maybe keep 5 or more, put the latest in the bag so that you'll constantly keep you're fresh, you know, you'll constantly use things and it won't go stale, et cetera. And also, you may want to consider always cleaning your refrigerator at least once a week. So whatever your trash day is, your garbage day, et cetera, you know, just giving it a good wipe down inside, getting rid of maybe some things that have spoiled, And also, that's a great time to just kind of check and see what you need to add to your grocery list as well. So it's kind of a dual-purpose task. It helps you keep the refrigerator clean. It helps you get rid of spoiled food, but also helps you stay on top of things that you need to replace. So at least do that once a week. So those are my tips, you know. Use trays for the counters. Use drawer organizers. Use cabinet organizers. Put the latest item in the bag and clean your refrigerator weekly. So moving right along, of course, I want to thank all of you for your tweets, your emails, your posts on Facebook. And, of course, I want to thank you for following me via social media. That includes Periscope. Thank you so much. This past Saturday, I did a Periscope on organizing the entrance. But you can also look back at my YouTube page and find the one where I specifically talked about organizing your kitchen, the counters, and just how to keep the clutter free in the kitchen. So you can go to my YouTube page and, of course, subscribe if you find the videos helpful. But, of course, you can also follow me on Periscope. I do them every Saturday morning. So today is Monday. Tomorrow's toss of Tuesday. So I want you to donate an item in your kitchen you are no longer using. Donate it. I'm donating my cutting board. So I want you to donate something. I know there's something in there. There's probably something tucked away in the back of the drawer, in the back of a cabinet, in the back of the pantry that you haven't used, will not use, but somebody else can use. So consider donating it. My app suggestion for this week is Grocery Pal. It helps you find weekly sales at local supermarkets and discount stores. What a great way to save money. My product suggestion is from the Container Store, and it's the Linus Divided Lazy Susan, because it's a Lazy Susan, but it's divided in this section. And that's from the Container Store. And then my repurpose suggestion is recycle cans and store utensils when entertaining outdoors. So, of course, with my app suggestion, my product suggestion, as well as my repurpose suggestion, you can find it on my Pinterest page, and I have a board. Apps will help you stay organized, products that will help you stay organized, and repurpose products as well. And I'm Janet M. Taylor on Pinterest, so be sure to check it out. My quote for the week is, I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become, by Carl Jung. I am not what happened to me. I am what I choose to become. So maybe you're surrounded by clutter and piles and stuff. But you are what you choose to become. You choose to become organized. So that's who you are. You are not disorganized. Your life is not full of mess and stuff. You are becoming organized. You got to keep telling yourself that I am becoming organized. My home is going to be organized. My office is going to be organized. My life is going to be organized. I am going to manage my time. You have to continually say that to yourself, no matter how you feel, no matter what it looks like when you look around. You have to keep telling yourself that. And each and every day, get rid of one thing, even if it's just a piece of mail, a piece of paper, or you throw out a circular to a store you do not shop at. But every single day, you've got to look at yourself in the mirror and tell yourself, you know, just like people say, I am debt-free, even though right now they're working on it, but they keep telling themselves that until it happens. You keep telling yourself you're organized until you can see it in your home and in your life. Well, next week, I'm going to be talking about the organized move, because this is a season where a lot of people are thinking about moving. So helping you decide on how to strategize that move and make it happen. And, of course, I want to definitely, after that, we will be talking about how taking care of yourself. And, of course, at the end of the month, we will be talking about how to The kids coming home, we will definitely be talking about how to, you know, manage all that paperwork coming in at home at the end of the school year. I am sorry that I seem to be drawing a blank, but today was my day to kind of rest. I wasn't feeling well, so today was my day to just kind of rest and relax and not work. And, of course, it's kind of hard for me not to work when you're looking at your laptop, but I had to do something. I had to do that. I had to take care of me today. So that's why I seem to be drawing these little blanks. It was like, so again, next week, hopefully, I will be doing the organized move. I'm actually thinking maybe I need to take another week off, but I will let you know. But definitely, we will be talking to Ola Jackson in regard to taking care of you because we're getting your Mother's Day. And then, of course, we'll be talking about how to tackle that end of the year onslaught of the kids' paper and artwork and how to manage that as well. So I'm looking forward to those upcoming shows. And again, if you want to get organized and you want group support, I encourage you to join my Facebook group where I do a live every week, a declutter challenge. Basically, I suggest one thing they need to get rid of, but also I constantly give them the tools and techniques that they need in order to organize their space and do it themselves. And, of course, if you're looking for some one-on-one, then, of course, there's my online sessions as well. So I want to thank you for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, as well as on your social media network. Please visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. So until next time, you have a clutter-free day. But most of all, I want you to have an organized week and have a great May.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.